Ye nymphs and sylvian gods, that loves green fields and woods, when spring newly blown herself does adorn with flowers and blooming buds. Come sing in the praise, whilst flocks do graze in yonder pleasant vale, of those that choose their sleep to lose, and in cold dews with clouted shoes to carry the milking pail. The goddess of the morn with blushes they adorn, and take the fresh air whilst linnets prepare, I consort on each green thorn. The blackbird and thrush on every bush, and the charming nightingale, in merry vein their throats do strain to entertain the jolly train that carry the milking pail. When cold bleak winds do roar, and flowers can spring no more, the fields that were seen so pleasant and green, by winter all candid o'er. Oh, how the town lass looks with her white face and her lips of deadly pale. But it is not so with those that go through frost and snow with cheeks that glow to carry the milking pail. The miss of courtly mold, adorned with pearl and gold, with washes and paint, her skin does so taint, she's weathered before she's old. Whilst she in commode puts on a card load, and with cushions plumps her tail. What joys are found in russet gown, young, plump, and round, and sweet and sound, that carry the milking pail. The girls of Venus' game, that ventures health of fame, in practicing feats, with colds and with heats, make lovers go blind and lame. If men were so wise to value the prize of the wares most fit for sale, what store of bows would daub their clothes to sere our nose by following those that carry the milking pail? The country lad is free from fears and jealousy when upon the green he is often seen with his lass upon his knee. With kisses most sweet he does her so treat and swears she'll ne'er grow stale, whilst the London lass in airy place with her brazen face despises the grace of those with a milking pail.
A country life is sweet in moderate cold and heat. To walk in the air, how pleasant and fair is every field of wheat. The goddess of flowers adorning the boughs and every meadow now. So that I say no courtier may compare with they who clothed in grey do follow the painful plough. They rise with the morning lark and labor till almost dark, then folding their sheep they hasten to sleep while every pleasant park. Next morning is ringing with birds that are singing on each green tender bough. With what content and merriment their days are spent, whose minds are bent to follow the painful plough. Brisk country lads repair to every wake and fair, with Sari and Soon and Bridget and Prue, no manner of charge they spare. In seasons of leisure, thus taking their pleasure, such liberty they allow. The rural train, through snow and rain, tripped o'er the plain with speed again to follow the painful plough. But hectoring sparks at court, according to fame's report, are commonly foiled, nay, ruined and spoiled, by following Venus' sport. But this way of sinning, it is the beginning of doting on every sow. Who will not fail for mugs of ale to spread her tail, these we rail who follow the painful plough. The gallant he sirred and sirred by Jenny, his pretty bird. He calls her his honey, supplies her with money, till Frenchified claps the word. And then he runs swearing, nay, raving and tearing, and cries, I am ruined now. And what is worse, the spark does curse his empty purse, but 'tis not thus with any that drives the plough.